How many times have you given up on something important because of a cool hairstyle, a fancy dress, the latest iPhone, or even for that pizza? How many times have you placed your wants in front of your needs? By this, I'm saying, how many times have you used money that could have changed your life, no matter how small it was, for material and temporary things? Hey, you are not alone. I've done it so many times. Worse more, I was so bad at budgeting, people. Yo, I was so bad at budgeting. You have no idea how many times I've traded stupid things for my future. Welcome to the second episode of the Hey You series with Petty. And today I'm talking about fighting for your future. So, let's do this. So, what do I mean when I say fight for your future? Fighting for your future does not necessarily mean going to high school, then university, and later pursue a job. No. Fighting for your future includes going after that business, going after that driver's license, going after that cooking course, that poetry class. In short, I mean going after those things that you desire in life. It's fighting for the future picture you painted in your mind. Well, I think this is a great time to share with you my future picture. Well, it includes me owning a $1 billion company, a big house in the suburbs, a husband and children, just to name a few. Please don't laugh. Please don't you dare laugh at my future picture. So, do you have one? That's the one I'm talking about. Can you do me a favor? Take the pen and write it down right now. I mean everything down. So, how are we going to get there? Let's do this together. Write down the steps you are going to take to get there. Oh yes, draft that process. No one is going to come and hand you things for free. You have to work for your future. For example, study a business if you want to be a businessman. Record a song if you want to be the next Janet Manoa. Start dressmaking if you want to be the next big fashion designer. Whatever goes hand in hand with your dream. I really get you when you say, but Petty, it's very hard to fight for my future. I don't even have the money to start. Hey you, guess what? I was you. Or I can say some days, I am you. You know, for many years, I never really took myself serious. I didn't have that drive in life. I just went with the flow. I let people make decisions for me about my high school combination, my university degree choice. They were not bad ideas, but truth be told, I was just lazy. The reason why most of us cannot go after our dreams is mostly because we are lazy. Once you think of an idea, you start thinking about how that idea will fail without taking time to think of a way out of those failures. Where's more to research more? We don't want the hard work that comes with trying to avoid those failures. We want the easy route. You really wanted to be a doctor, but you heard about that high university tuition and the 7 years of studying, didn't you? You quickly labeled the idea impossible, didn't you? I've heard a story at Africa University where a lady student had to travel to South Africa every weekend, people, every weekend, to bring clothes to sell to her fellow students. All this just to pay for her tuition. Oh my, it's an inspirational story. And you know what? The good thing is she was later awarded a scholarship by the school after her story went viral. You know, I can just tell you a little bit about how I started my events company. Things were not going well at home at that time and I didn't have the money to go to work every day. Where I was working, I was an intern and unfortunately, I was not getting paid. I got desperate because I wanted money to cater for my traveling costs. So I had already had a passion for, you know, baking. And I started baking muffins at home and selling them at work. Where I was working, there were a few employees, so I could only sell like 12 muffins or less a day. But guess what? From those muffins, I got my traveling money. And by the end of the year, it was already a bakery and catering company. You see what I mean? You are just focusing on the wrong things. That 50 bond, yes, that 50 bond you get as pocket money. Do you know you can buy and sell sweets and get more than that within a week? If you get more, then stop using it for buying new clothes or a fancy phone, but invest back and grow. I'm not saying walk around in torn clothes. Hey. Don't walk around in torn clothes. But I guess you are starting to understand me now. Trust me, there's always a better way. My point is, fight for your future. Empower yourself to be better. Go write those O-level exams again. Go after that degree. Go after that album. Go after that driver's license. Start that business. Do the best you can to be better. To my fellow ladies, all ladies, my ladies, especially us, the African ladies, some of you have told yourself that things will get better once I get married. Besides, my husband will be working. Let me tell you something, sweetheart. I don't mean to be negative, but what if that husband dies after 5 years of marriage, or worse, he just wakes up one day and just decides to leave you? What are you going to do? Empower yourself, sis. Have something you're working for, like you're holding on to, and fight for your destiny. Don't let someone fight for you. In conclusion, are you fighting for your future? If you are, then dear, keep it up. I'm clapping for you. Where can I clap? Okay, I'm clapping for you right now. If you are not, if you want to slay right now with nothing, then that's okay. But do you know what's more cool? Slaying with $1 million. So today, let's write down our future. And let's take a vow to just fight for it. Till next time, see you soon.